我们先念《般若波罗蜜多心经》这本新的小本的是第三面好像有两个版本，你们看你们自己的。We'll start by chanting the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波提梭哈。现在我们来念这次开讲的功德本颂 Foundation of all good qualities. 你也可以念英文的，英文应该是在红色的法本136页。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根。然后精进恭敬成依止，唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，然后有意，然后不减，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起智光三运道。唯愿加持令我于共道，修成法器随令顺利入， 诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修，自作瑜伽法，唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚石果位。
So, we do 10 minutes, okay? 10 minute meditation, so as mentioned before. So, so first try to, you know, look at your body, you know, the posture of meditation. Looking through that for a few minutes. The seventh posture, whether you are in every seven postures is correct or not, checking through that. So then, after that, few minutes, you do the breathing meditation. Then after you finish that, then you meditate in front of oneself, then meditate the Buddha Shakyamuni. Then, yeah, do that for few minutes. We do that for 10 minutes, then after we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, yeah.
和往常一样，我们先做10分钟的静修。我们要先端正自己的坐姿，就是根据天荣不是教我们的那个七支毗卢遮那佛的做法，大家还记得吗？哦，就是你的头，然后你的肩膀，最重要就是你的脊椎骨，那背梁啊，这个要直，脊椎骨要挺直。哦，七支佛的做法，然后呢？这样的坐姿端正之后呢，观我们的呼吸，呼出去，然后懂事呼出去，然后吸进来。好，这样把你的心呢圆念于呼吸之后呢，我们就可以观想我们的前方虚空呢出现本师释迦牟尼佛啊，本师释迦牟尼佛它是相好庄严的。好，就根据我们平常的观想的方法。那过后呢，我们再念本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7遍。好，10分钟，现在开始。
So we have 10 minutes, okay? Total we have 10 minutes, yeah.
只做10分钟。我帮你们看手表。
Then we recite the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 7 times. So then while you're reciting, the thing that nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni, intra oneself and other sentient beings, then purifies all negative karma.
现在呢，我们要念这个本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒，大家应该观想了本师释迦牟尼佛在前方的虚空，在念诵他的心咒的时候呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢降下大甘露，这甘露呢净化了我们自己，还有我们身边围绕的众生的所有的业障和烦恼。
Meditation after the lunch.
所以大家刚才做的怎么样？尤其刚吃完午餐。
After eat too much, then you do meditation. You fall asleep, you know.
如果太饱的话，你坐下来的时候，你会很容易睡着。
Question? Yeah, one.
有没有问题要问？大家不要一直看着安迪，等下他压力很大。
Other one, not only her. Other one.
我们每天要怎么样关注那个念死无常，每天都要想念死无常，要怎样思维他那个念死无常。
不是今天要教的吗？
念死无常还没教
啊？还没有教呢，
还没教哦。那我
Her question is how do we meditate on death and impermanence?
So, so I mentioned the last class, so, you know, meditation on dead and impermanent is extremely important, you know, so if you're able to meditate on dead and impermanent in everyday life, so then whatever our life become more meaningful, you know, than creating less negative karma, then we'll create more virtuous karma. Then whatever you do, the practice become really effective. You know, if we don't meditate on death and impermanent, then whatever the practice we do become not so genuine practice, not effective, you know, then not much interest for the Dhamma practice. You know, then your, whatever you do, even try to do something, then become very, very weak practice, no power there, you know. So therefore, extremely important to meditate on death and impermanence. So,
上一课呢，我们有谈到思维这个念死无常是非常重要的。如果呢，我们每一天呢能够如理的去思维，做这个念死无常的思维修的话呢，我们肯定能够承办这一生的毅力，就可以变得这一生更加的有意义，然后得到它的利益。如果能够这样的去修的话呢，我们就可以减少我们的恶业，可以增长我们的善业，这样呢，我们的修行呢，就达到它真正的效果，它就非常的有力，是有用的。可是如果没有这样如理的去修这个念死无常的话，这样我们的修行看起来像是修行，可是这样的修行呢却是不纯净的，所以呢它所得到的那个效果它的功用啊就不会太大，所以呢我们的修行就变成好像是修行了，所以它是没有真正的加持的力量了。
So here, of course, we all know, you know, we're going to die, can't live for another 100 years, you know. Nobody hope that, nobody think that, you know, we're going to live another 100 years, you know. So we all know that we're going to die, then,We have to separate, we have to leave this body, we have to leave all the relative, wealth, possession, house, whatever we have, you know, we have to leave behind. This we know, we all know that. You know, we're going to die, we have to leave that. Then, if we're worrying about the death, oh, I'm going to die, I have to leave all this thing behind.Then you fear, worries, that everybody have that one, you don't need to meditate on that, you know, everybody have that, you know, without meditation, the fear, worry, everybody have that.
在这里呢，我们通常讲到这个念死无常呢，每一个人都知道自己呢将来要一定会死掉，就是一百年后，大多数人都没有想到自己会继续留在这个世间。像当死亡发生的时候，我们肯定就会有我们这个肉身呢、离开分离，我们离开我们这个肉身呢、然后呢，我们的亲戚啦、朋友啦、亲人啦、我们的财产啦、我们所拥有的物品啦等等哦，这一类呢，我们全部呢都会把它留在这个世间。所以呢，当这死亡发生的时候，当然我们可能会去烦恼死亡会发生啊，然后我们会感到害怕。可是呢，这样的东西、这样的过程呢，是我们每个人呢都会经历的。
So here in the practice, correct way to cultivate mindfulness of the death is, you know, fear about, about, you know, dying without stopping the course of the Lord, and without cultivating, you know, or accumulating cause of Kuchi Bhat, then we die like that, you know, then should have this kind of fear there without stopping Nitikama, without cultivating Vishuskama. If we die, or oh, it's not correct, you know, then should have this kind of how to call worry, fears of that. Then that is the correct that one we need to develop here. So.
那么怎么样才算是念死无常的思维修啊？怎么才算是如理的修法？而真正如理的念死无常的思维修，就是我们会害怕死亡的发生。可是呢，这样的害怕的死亡发生，是因为我们怕我们没有在生前呢阻止我们投生三恶道的因，我们生前没有积累足够的善业，让我们能够投身到善道去。在我们还没有做好这样的准备的时候呢，死亡就发生了。到时候我们该怎么办呢？所以我们应该有这样的畏惧的心理。所以我们害怕死亡呢，是因为呢，我们还没有阻止恶业的产生，我们还没有积累足够的善业。
So then, if you have this kind of mindfulness of death, you know, fear of death without practicing Dharma, you know, if you die suddenly, what will happen, you know, then? So you get fears of that. Then, what the benefit you get then? If you have that, then you are able to practice, you know, the Dharma. So able to create less negative karma if you have that. Then, if that happens day to day, then time of the death, then you are quite peaceful. You know, you don't get the fears, the scare, the fears of the death, time of the death. You know, so you'll be more peaceful because you have some competence in your mind. You know, I have done something for my future life. So I have to live this life. So then, this is the life you have to move. So then, if you have this kind of competence in your mind, so then you will be quite relaxed. Time of the joy, you know, not time of the death.
所以呢，我们应该具有这样的念死无常的正念。就是因为我们害怕，我们还没有做好准备，也没有积累足够的善业，而且我们的恶业呢还没有调伏，我们就死去。这样呢，我们就想，哎呀，若死亡发生的时候，我还没有真正的去修法。好、哦，如果你有这样的正念的话，这个叫正念哦，这样正确的心理的话呢，你会得到怎么样的利益呢？你会得到修念死无常的利益，这样你会呢真正的去实修佛法。如果你能真正的去实修佛法的话呢，你就会减少你的恶念，继而减少你的恶业的产生。如果你每天呢都能这样的去在你的心相续里面升起这样的念死无常的正念的话呢，这样当死亡真正发生的时候呢你就不会感到害怕，你就会有无惧的心理。这样你的心里呢，内心你就有把握、哦、因为我已经减少了恶业，我积累很多善业了，你心里就有把握，所以呢你就不会害怕了、当你没有害怕的话呢，你就可以很安详的离开、哦、这一世、这样你死亡发生的时候呢、你就觉得、很轻松了、我已经准备好了。
OK, so what I mean the point is what really make you relax. What really make you relax in time of the death? So this is the big question, you know. Of course, time of the death we scare, fears. No, but we need to think what really make you relax time of the death. Yeah.
所以呢，这个重点呢、啊，这样讲的话，哦，就是我们呢，当死亡发生的时候，我们能够轻轻松松的面对死亡啊，这样怎么样啊？怎么样能够这样轻轻松松的面对死亡？这就是我们需要回答的。问题的重点来的，因为当死亡发生的时候，我们通常呢都很自然而然就会感到害怕啊什么。这样为什么怎么样做，我们才能够轻轻松松的面对死亡
？So here, when you look at, so you think about the attachment. Does attachment really help time of the death? Does anger really help in time of the death?Such as pride, jealousy, all those negative thoughts, all this emotion, you know, especially attachment, whether that really help in time of the death, you know.
所以当死亡发生的时候，我们讲轻松面对啊。你们想想，所以当死亡发生的时候，什么能够帮助我们？我们的贪执能够帮助我们吗？可以进一步这样去思维，这样去问：我们的嗔怒能够帮助我们呢？我们的我慢心呢，能够帮助我们吗？我们的嫉妒心呢？等等等等哦，这些负面的情绪啊，等等哦，能够到底能不能够在死亡的时候帮助我们？他对我们的死亡呢，到底有没有注意
？So it's very clear, you know. So those all the negative emotion cannot help us, cannot make us relax in time of the death. Instead, making relaxing, you know, that makes you more fears, worry, anxiety.You know, that will happen. And have to die like that, you know, with this kind of emotion, negative mind, in painful way, you know.
所以很明显的，这些恶的念呢，这些负面的情绪啊，像贪执啦、嗔怒啦等等。这些念头呢心念呢当死亡发生的时候都不能呢帮助我们对我们是没有帮助没有益处的所以它是对我们是没有注意的所以它不能让我们轻松地面对死亡如果你真的有这些负面情绪发生的时候呢当死亡发生的时候你有这些负面情绪你会感到更加的烦恼你的烦恼会更滋生所以如果你就这样死掉的话不懂谁可以救你
？OK，
可以吗？我翻译的太白了，太过直接了。对，不够优美，我的翻译不够优美。
So here, so what really can help? You know, we need to think that.So, the virtuous mind, you know, so either your practice, you know, either your good heart, or either your generosity, morality, being patient, you know, those really help. All this virtuous mind really help in time of the death. No, nothing else.
所以呢，当死亡发生的时候，我们要问，到底对我们有什么注意？ 有帮助有益处呢，注意的东西是什么？其实呢，我们看呢，你这样想的话，去思维的话，只有善心啊，我们的善心对我们才真正的有注意。而善心指的是我们善的那个心念，我们的念头和善念啊，我们的修法，我们真正的实修的去实修的一个佛法，这样或者是我们的慈悲心呢 我们在我们的布施啦，我们生前啊。生前修过的布施啦、持戒清净啦、安忍啦、等等哦，这些正面的心念呢，我们叫善念善心。这些在我们死亡发生的时候呢，才真正的对我们是有所注意的。
So, just a simple example, you know, so, if somebody is dying, then without food, without drink, you see somebody is dying on the street. So, if you see it, then you are able to help the person, you know, by giving a cup of water or some food. You know, so just helping very, very small help to this person to survive, be back to life. If you have done this in your life, then it calls from your heart, you know, helping this person. So this called good heart, compassionate, generosity. So like that. If you done that, well,even one time in your life. So then, time after that, we are able to remember that. In my life, at least I have done a small good thing in my life. You know? So this is my time to live. You know? So, you have some kind of joy there, something to hold on to, some hope given by this.No? So this example, so that will happen. You know?
举个简单的例子，比如说你在街上看到一个人呢，他就快要死了，因为呢他没有食物了，很多天没有吃东西了，而且没有水喝了等等，所以已经在死亡的边缘挣扎，因为饥饿嘛。所以你当你看到这样的一个人呢，他要死亡的时候呢，你就赶快要去找一杯水啊，或一点食物啊，去布施给这个人哦，给这个人喝一点水啊，吃一点食物去帮助他。虽然这样的行为是很小很小，你给予这个人的帮助是一个很小很小的帮助，就一点水一点食物而已。可是呢，如果呢你在这一生呢，你有做过这样的一点东西呢，你打从你的心里哦，真正的去发心去帮助这个人呢，这样的举动，这样的行为呢，就叫做慈悲的行为，这是一种善心的表现，这也是一种布施了。所以这些东西呢，都是一个善的业。就算在这一生里面只做过一次而已啊，只做过一次这样的东西，当死亡发生在你的身上的时候呢，这样的你死亡发生的时候，你那时候很乱很害怕，可是你记得你这一生呢，至少做了一次善事，你行了一次善。就给这个人喝一点水，吃一点食物。所以当死亡发生的时候，你如果记得的话，你回想起来的话，因为死亡的时候你会想到很多东西的，但你回想起来的时候，你的心中至少会升起一点一点的喜悦，这样的一点喜悦呢，就给你带来希望，它就可以帮助你要投生到下一生，比较好的下一生去了。
OK 啊，So like that. So then, of course, can be many different examples. Of course, if you do like good prostration, like you make 100,000 prostration, or 1,000,000 prostration, or reciting billion of mantra in your life, then all those, you know, I mean, 要上净土去，上净土 be happy in time after that. You know, in my life, I've done such a practice, you know, like 100,000 procession, yeah? So, billion of mantra recitation, you know? So that, oh, I'll be safe, I'll be okay if we die, you know? So that will happen also, yeah?
所以呢，当然还有各种各样的不同的例子啦，我们可以举不同的例子，比如说，做大礼拜啦，如果你真的是有这种念死无常的心去做大礼拜的话，比如说你做了十万次大礼拜，或者不讲大礼拜，就做礼拜而言，你做了一百万次礼拜，或者你念的某一个咒语啊，你念了一百万次的话，好，这样之类的了，之类这样的东西。所以当死亡发生在你的身上的时候，当你要死的时候，你就可以啊回想起啊，哦，我至少生前哦修了哦修了十万个礼拜，做了十万个礼拜，做了一百万个礼拜，念了一百万个这样的咒语等等。所以呢，你就没有这种后悔的心理啊，你们后悔害怕的心理，你没有后悔心理，你就不会这样害怕，这样你就会想啊，这样我死而无憾，哦，就哎呀可以了。
Okay, so must have something to happy to hold, you know, in the time of that. Of course, in order to be happy, or have recited 100,000 billion of mantra, then you have to be done before the death, yeah.
所以呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，你至少呢能够回忆起你生前哈，又做了一些东西让你感到开心的哦，能够带给你开心，或者呢能够带给你希望的东西，这些要在死亡之前做好了。哦，所以如果你有这样的东西，你有曾修过这样的东西的话，比如说你在你的生前你修过啊十万个礼拜啦，一百万个礼拜，或者念过一百万个咒语等等哈，如果你生前做过这样东西的话，当死亡发生的时候呢，你就不会有那么多的烦恼，你就不会有那么多的后悔，就不会有那么多的惧怕。
So, so therefore, how important? You know, so you can understand how important.It's the practice, you know, Dharma practice, how important, you know, in time after that, really, you think about that, nothing can help, you know, nothing can relax your mind time after that, except that if you have done something good in your life, you know, also, not on yourself, but doing something good for others in your life, so that really can.Be rejoiced in time after death, you know.
所以呢，从这些例子，我们都看见呢，生前呢，我们在我们生存的时候呢，去实修佛法是非常重要的，因为当死亡发生的时候呢，没有任何东西能让你的心呢平静下来，除了佛法。因为除了佛法是能够帮助你之外，其他的任何东西都不能帮助你。所以在你的生前呢，如果你有行过善的话，这行过善呢不是给自己行善哦，而是为别人、为其他的众生行善。这样你就有东西呢，你死亡发生就可以随喜。但死亡发生的时候呢，你就有可以喜悦的东西，你就可以有可以给你自己带来希望。
So, maybe, yeah, another example. If you eat, you know, very expensive, delicious food for yourself, you know, enjoy so much, you spend so much in, yeah, that moment, yeah, enjoy, you know, you eat, oh, I eat nice food, very delicious, you know, enjoy that moment. Then you remember maybe 1 or 2 days. Oh, I eat such a good food. That's it. But that kind of joy or happy, that cannot help time after death. Time after death, you remember that, oh, I had wonderful, delicious food, expensive food. Okay, I die now, okay. It doesn't help.
再举一个例子，因为刚才举的都是很都是会帮助你的例子嘛，那像有没有其他的反例子哦，反面教材啊？啊，比如说我们去吃就很贵很贵的那个美食啊，很好吃的美食，像我们去吃的时候呢，我们觉得哇好开心啊 ，enjoy， 哇好吃极了哈。真的哦，这口水就自己都往下就流了。在我们吃的时候呢，那一刻呢，我们是非常非常开心的，因为吃进肚子里嘛，都觉得哇，好开心啊。可是呢，有时候两三天后，我们再回想哦，看看回想我们那时候吃的那个美食了。有时候我们会有很多照片可以看的嘛，我们都拍了很多照片可以看。就看的时候，我们看的时候，我们也是很开心的。我们想哇，我们吃进肚子里面很开心的。可是你想想在如果在死亡发生的时候，如果你回想起哎呀某天某月某一个钟头某一分钟某一秒我吃了这样好吃的食物，你想想在死亡发生的时候这样的回想能够帮助你吗？能够帮助你减轻你的惧害怕的心理吗？如果你觉得可以减轻讲哦，我已经吃过很好吃的食物了，所以我死了没有关系，你觉得会被帮助你呢？可是它其实是不能帮助你的。
Remember?
我想还是说最痛苦的时候还是想说我跟想阿弥陀佛去净土跟阿弥陀佛去净土只有这样想就没有什么，只要很痛苦的时候什么都不能想的时候，只好想说我现在跟阿弥陀佛去净土了，就这样。
不错了，第一念痛苦的时候还想到了，我痛苦的时候什么都想不到了。Auntie is saying when she is in a lot of pain, a lot of suffering and all this, she will try to recall Amitabha Buddha and try to recall the pure land and all this. So if she is in a lot of suffering, then she will recall Amitabha Buddha and hope to follow Amitabha Buddha to the pure land.
Good.
天如姐讲很好。哇。
Very good.
Thank you, Nimbuchi.
Don't call your son, call Amitabha Buddha.
所以你痛苦的时候不要叫你的儿子在哪里无名，不要叫他们你要叫阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛啊。
好的。So, then I can go back there. So, so here, so my point is, so the same kind of amount of money you spend for your food, that delicious food, if you, with your good heart, you offer someone who really needs it, you know,this delicious food, who really need it. If you offer that with your good heart, you know, then there's some joy there at that moment. You know, I've done something to this person, that person. You know, I saved this person's life. For example, like that. So that you get some joy there.You know, so then this joy can be, this memory can stay in your mind for a long time. You know, even the time after death. Then you are able to remember that. You know, so I have done this thing, this time, to help this person, you know, save this person. So You know, I mean, we have to die, but that time you remember that, then there's some kind of different joy that moment, you know, that can give to you, give to us that kind of joy, time after that. If you do something good for others, you know.
So, you know, 我们要这里讲的重点呢、啊，就是比如说还讲回我们刚才那个例子啊，哦，你们可以大家就看到我们今天要讲的重点是什么。我们通常花了很多钱啊去找美味可口的食物嘛，新加坡人都是很喜欢吃的，就花了很多钱去找这些美食啊吃啊，我们通常都是很开心了。哦，所以如果我们能够以慈爱的心哦，把我们花在这些美食的东西啊，那买的那美食给真正需要的人啊，比如说我们花很多钱去买这个美食，可我们就把美食不是自己拿来享用，而是布施给真正需要的人。这样，在我们做这样的行动的时候呢，在那个时候呢，我们心里呢其实会有一种非常快乐的感受的。因为我们可以看到我们真正的去帮助了真正需要帮助的人，可能因为那个人得到了这样的食物呢他的生命呢就可以延续了，所以这样一点点的食物呢他救了另外一个众生的生命了，救了他一命。所以这样的欢喜心呢是可以的长时间的留在我们的心里的，可能那时候做了我们就欢喜欢喜我们就忘了，可是它是会留在我们心里的啊，这个叫什么呢，我忘了它黄名叫什么了，好、哦、这个它留在我们的心里的时候，所以当死亡发生的时候呢，我们死亡发生的时候我们是可以快速的回忆啊、哦、我们这一生里面做的东西的，它可以快速出现的。所以呢那时候我们就可以回忆起哈、哦、我们曾经做过这样的善行，我们在某一年某月某一天某一个时刻呢，我们呢布施了这样的食物呢，救了其他的众生。所以呢，所以当死亡发生的时候，那个同样的那个喜悦心呢、啊，它就会在我们的心里好、哦、升起来了。因为呢，我们曾经啊生前曾经帮助过啊其他的众生啊，这对我们在死亡的时候呢是非常有帮助的。
说释迦牟尼说，说释迦牟尼说 ，caring other, loving other, no, so respecting other, concern about other, you know, so helping other, so all those things. I mean, when you do that sincerely, you know, when you do that, there's some kind of joy in your mind.You know, so that kind of joy is there forever in your mind. You know, that even the time of the death, you know, joy is there. So that really helps oneself, you know, in time of the death to be joy, you know.
所以呢，如果我们能够诚心诚意的去关爱其他人，去尊重其他的众生，去帮助其他的众生的话呢，这样我们在我们行这些善，行这些善的时候呢，我们就会自然而然的升起这个一种欢喜心。这样的欢喜心呢，是能够长时间呢留在我们的记忆里面的，留在我们的心中，我们记忆里面的。像当死亡发生的时候呢，我们就会回忆起这些东西，我们所行的善业。所以它对我们死亡将来投生呢是有很大的注意的。
Okay, all of this, huh? What are we talking about?
Okay.
So this is important to know. You know, so normally we don't think other, you know, only think ourselves. You know, do for only ourselves. You know, we don't do for other that much. No, only thinking oneself, doing for oneself. You know, so that's but doing for only oneself doesn't bring so much happiness, you know, in your life. You know, even the time of death, giving this simple example, so doesn't give you happiness in time of death. You know, you do for other more, that brings some kind of happiness, you know, in your life in time of the death. So therefore, always remember that, you know, then try to help and do more, you know, to other, you know, than for oneself, you know.
So here to talk the 重点的其实就是我们应该多为他人的利益着想，而不只是关注自己的利益。因为如果我们只是关注自己这一生的利益的话呢，就算是这一生呢，我们给自己的带来的快乐呢也是非常有限的。可是呢，就算甚至是在死亡发生的时候，如果你平常只是关注自己的利益的话，当死亡不止这一生带来的利益快乐少，其实死亡发生的时候呢，它带给你的利益，它也是没有不能给你带来任何利益的。可是呢，如果我们多为他人的利益着想的话，多做利他的事情的话，这一生呢，不只可以带给你很多的快乐和喜悦和欢喜，就算是死亡发生的那一刻呢，它也能够真正的帮助到你。所以呢，Ken Ruijie要讲的就是我们应该记得这一点，我们应该多为别人做善事。
OK, so then like that. So of course I mentioned many times, so basis of course time of death, you have paid devotion, then you have good meditation, like thinking such as like Amitabha Buddha, you know, time of death, you are able to meditate on that, you know, wholehearted, single-pointed devotion, believe, you know, like Amitabha, like that, with your meditation, with your paid devotion, then of course, you know, then you will be very relaxed and enjoy that moment, you know, this is the time to go, so it's okay, you know, so Amitabha Buddha or whoever, they will guide me to the better rebirth like that, you know, just then easy to letting go, you know, then you go with the joy. So like that, so pay devotion, the meditation, of course, those is so important.
So, you know, 其实Kerem J 已经讲过很多次了，这样如果我们真正的能够虔诚的很虔诚的去医治的话，虔诚的去修的话呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，我们就没有任何需要恐惧的。比如说当死亡发生的时候，我们就可以意念阿弥陀佛，比如说我们意念阿弥陀佛，让我们能够发起很虔诚的这种信念去医治这个阿弥陀佛的话，然后一心不乱的去念诵啦，去医治阿弥陀佛。所以当死亡发生的时候呢，我们就会很快乐很平和当死亡发生的时候呢，就觉得诶，其实我有把握，我不会害怕，因为呢我知道阿弥陀佛呢会引导我我就会看到阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛会接引我到净土去。所以当我死的时候呢，死亡的时候呢，其实我就可以很快乐的死掉因为很快乐的跟着阿弥陀佛走了，所以我就没有任何害怕的心理，因为呢我对阿弥陀佛有很深重的虔诚的信念，然后呢我也很虔诚的去修，一心不乱的去念诵啦，去修，所以呢我不会感到害怕。
So whole point is that so how to relax your mind in the time of the death, you know, this is extremely important, you know, so need to think what really can help, you know, time after that, what can really make you relax time after that. So this, of course, time after that is so much fear, scare, you know, worry, so much will happen, so not easy time, you know, so, but we need to think what really can help, you know, so, so then we need to find out that really can help, then of course we need to do that, you know, now, you know, like that.
所以当死亡发生的时候呢，我们要怎么样使我们自己不害怕，怎样使我们自己能够很轻松的、很放松的、很祥和的内心、很平静的去面对死亡。因为当死亡发生的时候呢，通常呢会有很多很多东西发生，你的心里会很多很多东西发生，这样呢我们通常会有很多很多会感到害怕的心理哦，会出现，我们会很惧怕的。所以当死亡发生的时候呢，我们心念是很乱很乱的，是不容易面对的，因为我们会看到会经验到很多很多的东西。所以呢，它的重点是呢，我们必须现在去思维哦，当死亡发生的时候会发生什么事情，当这些事情发生的时候，什么东西能够真正帮助到我？这样，如果这东西能够帮助到我的话，我现在要怎么样去做准备？就当死亡还没有发生之前呢，我现在就做好死亡的准备。
So, the advice is that, you know, so how to not to scare, you know, time after death.You know, what really help you in time of death, not to scare, you know. So need to find out that.
所以我们要做的事情就是 Kiram Jay 给我们的劝告，就是我们现在要思维的就是当死亡发生的时候，我们要怎么样才不会感到害怕，怎么样才能够真正的帮助到我们。
What do you think? What can really help?
你觉得什么能够帮助你呢？当死亡发生的时候，什么能够帮助你？And this answer is, what really helps is our virtuous karma, our virtue. Because if let's say we have cultivated compassion in our heart, and in our life, we have been practicing the Buddha Dharma. So for example, we have chanted a lot of mantra, then we have taken refuge wholeheartedly. So when death really happens, we can actually leave everything that we have behind. We can relax because we have done whatever that we can do. So what we need to do is just recall the Buddha Dharma, recall the Buddha, for example, recall Amitabha Buddha, because we have done whatever that we need to do in our life, so we are ready, so we need not think too much, then we just follow the Buddha and go to Amitabha Buddha Pure Land.
Very good.
So you came to Amitabha Buddha Pure Land.
Fantastic. That should be. That's the way. Yeah. That's the way, that's the song.
所以 Karen 秘诀讲很好。如果这样用佛教的俗语就叫善哉善哉。
So that's the one. Of course, there's many reasons. One of the reasons is that why need to be good, why need to practice Dharma. You know? So that's the one reason. If you practice well, then when the death comes, then you are not that much scared. You know? So you'll be quite relaxed. You know? So like that.
So, 当然有很多很多理由啦，很多原因啦，就是说明为什么我们需要修习佛法，修习佛法。今天舌头有点打结，好，就为什么呢？我们需要有一颗善心，要有善心善念，那时时去修善。好，因为呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，如果我们已经做好准备了，做好这些了，我们就不会感到害怕。好，我们就可以很轻松放松的去面对死亡，那就可以。
So like that. So if you really practice well, you know, you really put your effort in your life. I mean, all qualities be kind, loving, caring person. Then, you know, so then time after death, no regret of dying. No sense.Not only that, even if you have done well, then even that time after that, you will be joy, you know? Some joy in the mind, joyful dying, joyful death, yeah.
如果我们生前呢有实修啊，真正的去修的话呢，我们有去行善啊，有时常保持善念啊，对别人慈悲啊，关怀别人啊，其他的众生等等。当死亡发生的时候呢，你就不会有感到你这一生是白活了，然后很后悔，你就可以死而无悔。因为呢，你觉得呢，你这一生呢已经做得很好，你已经尽力了，你去做了，所以呢，你可以随喜哦，你可以随喜自己那一生所做的所有的善业，这样呢，你就可以快快乐乐死掉。
So like that. So now question is, you know, yeah, we all know that. Then if doctor come and tell you. You went to check up to doctor. Doctor said your life is just one day. Tomorrow you're going to die. Doctor said that. Whether you'll be joy, this question for everyone. You'll be joy tomorrow, or you'll be fears tomorrow.
所以呢，可能大家有这样的问题哦。对呀，你讲的这些我都知道啊。这些我都知道，可是有一天当你去检查了，如果了有一天你去检查的时候，医生跟你讲啊，你得了不治之症，你只剩下一天了，明天你就会死掉了。这样你那一刻真的医生跟你宣布你的死讯的，宣布你的死期的时候，你那一刻呢，你是要为你的明天而随喜呢，还是你会很悲伤很害怕？
But we all, you know, if you say that, you'll be fear, scared, you know. Oh, I haven't done this practice, you know. Or I haven't done this, you know. All like that, you know. Scared, there's no competition in the mind, you know.
Yeah. 所以呢，当医生宣布你的死讯的时候，那个死期的时候，当然我们每次我们的嘴巴都这样讲啦啦啦啦啦，我做了这些啦，我修了这个啦，我念了几万遍啦，什么什么。可是，当医生宣布死期的时候，你是否会感到害怕呢？还是你真的已经很有信心了？如果你很感到害怕还是惧怕的话呢，虽然你做了很多了，你讲你做了很多哒哒哒，也真的做了很多了，可是如果你还是感到害怕的话呢，你可以发现其实呢，你的心里一点把握都没有，一点信心都没有啊。Auntie is saying that, let's say if that really happens, the doctor re-announced, no, you're going to die tomorrow, then you have to think of karma. That's because whatever you have done, maybe you have done something atrocious or bad, no, in your previous life. So it ripens in this life. So your time has come. So there's nothing you can do except your karma and go.
Yeah.
对。
So like that, you know, when you think carefully, you know, then it's said like that, we're not ready, you know, we're not ready. You know, doctor say, your life just one day. You know, within one day, what can you do? You know, you can't do much. Fears, worry, you know, become so much worry, fears, and try to do this, try to do that, you know, within one day.Impossible, you know. Become, you know, there's nothing to hold on for ourselves, you know.
所以呢，当我们深入的去分析啊，当我们仔细去思维的话，如果当医生宣布我们死期的时候呢，我们其实呢会感到很害怕，这就表示呢，其实。我们还没有准备好面对死亡，我们对这个念死无常的功课呢，其实还没有做好。其实我们没有做好的，就是说只剩下一天而已，这样可能很多人就会慌了，乱了阵脚。这天只有一天，我能够做什么呢？这样可能要跑去做这个，哇，这个能够帮助我，跑去做那个，然后跑去做个，又跑去做那个，可是跑来跑去呢，其实心里的乱成一团，慌成一团。其实呢，那一天呢，那一天的时间，可能我们都觉得根本不行，根本不够用，根本不够用，因为呢，我们要做的东西，来不及做的东西呢，还没有做好的东西呢，其实太多太多了。就表示其实呢，死亡发生的时候，我们还没有做好准备，没有什么可以呢让我们很有信心握在手上讲，哎，我可以面对了，我已经准备好了。
Then another thing is, we remember all the bad thing we have done that time. You know, oh, I hurt this person.You know, I killed this sentient being, you know, all the bad things we have done, then somehow we remember that day, you know. Extremely, so quick, you know, somehow, you know, just come in your mind, you know, oh, this happened, oh, because of this, my life becomes short, you know. Remember all these bad things in time after that, you know. You harming other, all these things we remember, you know.Somehow, you know.
另外一点呢，就是当死亡发生的时候呢，我们生前造的业呢，会很清晰的，好像那种高清电视一样的出现在你的脑海里面，而且是很快的，它出现在你。所以你造了你那一生所造的所有的恶业，比如说你伤害了这个人，可能你已经忘记了，你死亡的时候它嘣看电视一样又出现了，所以呢，它会很清晰的，不懂为什么了，它就会很清晰的出现在你的心里。所以呢，那时候呢，哇，你就想，哎呀，为什么我的这一生是这样过的？
So like that. So not many good things, you know. For example, once somebody said, oh, doctor said, come home, you'll die tomorrow. There's nothing much to remember in our mind. Some good thing, you know, I've done such a good thing. I'm competent, you know, I die tomorrow, I'll be okay. You know? We don't have that much competent in our mind.
所以这是很奇怪的，就是当这个医生如果宣布你的死期的话，就一天的话呢，像你就算你还没有死亡了，你就坐在那边想，你很奇怪，就是你想想自己所做的，好像没有太多的好的或善业哦，自己可以回想的，自己可以想，哦，至少我还做得不错的，就是很奇怪的，就哎。只剩下一天了，明天死了。可是呢，这一生做的善业啊，或者帮助别人的东西呢，好像不太多、啊。要数一下，一下子就数完了，所以就，这就是你能够想到的东西了。想到善业的东西太少了，所以你自己其实呢，没有什么把握，没有什么信心。
So, I'll talk about that. Then, anyway, the point is like that. You know, then, within one day, you try to do all sort of things, you know. You know, chanting, or pujas, or, you know, whatever, you know. You know, there's no sleep. There's no time for sleep, you know. No time for relax. You know, then keep doing chanting, or prayer, or whatever, you know. We try to do that, but that's too late, you know, so.One day cannot do much, you know.
所以呢，那个重点是什么呢？你们抓得到吗？所以如果只剩下一天的话，你的寿命只剩下一天的话，你会想，哇，我要做很多很多的东西，因为很多很多东西还没有做好啊，就赶快啊，做这消灾法会啦，这什么还债主法会啦，什么法会啊，全部定到完，全部一下子全部要做到完的。这样你要做这个做那个，而且你发现呢，哎呀，好像时间呢不够用，所以呢，你连睡觉的时间也不够，反正一天要死了嘛，没有时间睡觉了哈。一天你也不要睡觉，可是你就是不能静下来呀、啊。你的心就是不能静下来，然后你不能放松，所以赶快，哎呀，没有时间需要，赶快干念啊，多念点咒语啊，多念点祈祷文啊、经文啊，怎么的念啊，什么都做。可是呢，什么都去做，可是什么都做不好，因为呢，一天的时间呢，实在是不够用，所以那时候你是很慌的。
So, you know, so that's why, so.So here, you know, mindfulness of death. So the advice every day, you know, every day thinking that I'm going to die today, you know, that kind of thought should be developed, you know. So I teach that once you develop that from your heart, then of course you do good practice that day. Of course, by thinking that you won't die that day, you may not die, you know.You live next day. But next day also you have to think like, I may die today. Then that really push you, you know, make your practice well, you know. So like that, then day by day, you meditate like that, then your practice become powerful. You know, not one day, 1 hour, you know. So then all this practice become powerful, meaningful. Then after month, year, you know, year by year, you know, after 10, 20 years, thenReally, the death comes. Then you are totally ready. You know? So you will be joy, happy. So like that. Therefore, so advice here, mindfulness of death, you know, every day need to think that, you know, I may die today. You know, not only may die, I will die today. You know, it's possible that I will die today, like that. You know, so.Doesn't mean you said that you'll die tonight, you know. Doesn't mean that.
So, 呢，为什么呢？我们这里会讲这个念死无常， 这样的修法，这一门功课，这门修法呢，是我们每天必须做的。我们每天呢，必须意念，我今天会死掉。我们必须这样的去思维，这样去想，这样呢，直到这样才算是真正的修啊，真正的圆满这个修法。不可以讲圆满，怎么样算是实实在在的修这个念死无常？你要真的这样能想到你的心相续里面呢，会升起这样的念头啊，我今天会死掉。而且是每一天你的心相续都会这样升起这样的念头，在你升起的念头的时候呢，你那天所有的羞耻都是真正的羞耻了。好，因为如果呢你没有这样去想的话呢，你没有去想我今天会死掉的话呢，这样呢你就没有那种动力啊，去推动你啊真的去修善哦，去注意自己的行为了，所以你不会真正的去实修。如果你每天都能够让念死无常在你的心相续升起的话呢，每一天哦，它会升起的话，这样每一天呢，你就会真正的去实修，就包括其他的修法，所以你每一天呢，都会承办那一天你的生活，那天你的人生的意义还有利益了。所以如果您这样持久以恒啊，长时间的去修，这样过了一个月你还没有死掉，然后你再继续修，这样过了一年，这样长时间的修，这样给你修大概20年了，大概20年这样。所以当你这样修的话，这样你每天呢，你的那心相续自然而然呢就会升起了，哦，我今天会死掉。然后你会很注意去实修，当这样发生的时候，20年过后啊，当死亡发生的时候呢，你就完全做好准备了。当医生呢宣布你明天会死掉的时候，你是没有问题，哦，你就可以很自然去面对死亡了。所以呢，所以说呢，我们要这样去修，而且是念死无常是每天必修的功课，而且不是每天想我会死掉，应该是说我今天必死。如果你有这样的念头，他我今天必死，这样呢，你就会那天呢，你就会特别特别特别的谨慎。如果你天天都能够升起这样的念头的话，念死无常的念头，我今天必死的话，这样你的修行那天呢，就会很有毅力。当然这样讲呢，并不是说你今晚就会死掉，不是这个意思了。
So idea is that, you know, if we have this kind of mindfulness, no, under death, like almost like 99%, I may die tonight, you know. So that kind of thought, if you have, then your practice become powerful. Real practice, you know, you really think about your future life. You know, you don't think too much on this life. You know, then your practice become real practice. So like that, you know. So if you don't have this kind of mind, for us, you know, we always think that 99% are not going to die tomorrow. You know, but our thoughts like that. That's almost, you know, almost guarantee. You know, we have this thought, almost guarantee, 100% guarantee, I won't die tomorrow. We all have that. So, this is the biggest obstacle to practice good Dharma, you know. So, because of that, we don't practice this day, that day, well, because we have 100% believing I won't die tomorrow, you know. So, because of that, whatever practice,doesn't become powerful. Even you do something, it's very, very weak practice, you know, become like that. So,
所以念死无常的这样的正念呢是非常重要的。如果你的心相续能够升起这样哦，我今天呢大概99%呢会死掉。如果能够在你的心相续里面升起的话呢， 你肯定呢就会很好很好的去修行，你的修行呢肯定有很大的力量。也可以这么说，因为你有念死无常这正念的摄持，所以呢你能够真正的去修佛法。因为呢通常我们都不会这样想的，我们通常都不会想的。可是如果你会这样想的话，我今天必死的话呢，你就会去承办下一生的毅力，你会为你的下一生做好准备。你不会只是关注哦，这一生呢，这一生我要做些什么啊，什么什么。你不会只是看到或做这一生你需要的东西或这一生的享受，你会去承办下一生的毅力。可是通常我们都是99%这样想的，99%我今天不会死。哦，我们平常的人都是这样想的，我们的心呢都是有这样的执着，我们执着于我们今天99%不会死掉，或者是我们执着明天呢我们也不会死掉，所以呢我们今天不修明天也不会修。为什么呢？因为明天我也不会死掉。我们有这样的执着，我们有这样的执念。当我们有这样的执念的话呢，我们的修行呢就没有力量了。就算你做起来呢，去做的东西好像是佛法，在修佛法，其实呢那不是真正的去修行佛法。
So it's not easy. So therefore, needs a lot of meditation and the mindfulness of that. You know, the practice is extremely needed because we have so much this strong believing and the permanent. You know, I will live 100%. I won't die today. So that kind of believing. You know, even longer, I won't die within 10 years. We believe that.I live maybe 80, 90 years. We all believe that kind of belief in the heart. You know, not one day, not today I won't die, but you know, this year, next year, I won't die. Another 10, 20 years, I won't die. You know? So much strong, concrete belief there, you know. So therefore then, you know, nothing really happened.Good practice, you know.
这样的去拥有，这样的去修的话，能够这样的去修这个念死无常呢，其实是非常不容易的。因为如果要真正的去修这个念死无常呢，我们要不断的去分析，不断的去思维，要不断的去做思维修，每天不断，也就是我们讲的，我们要不断的去串习。串习这个念死无常，直到这个念死无常在我们的心相续里面呢能够很自然的升起来，这才叫做实修。因为通常我们都是直恒常，我们有这种直恒常的心，就是呢100%我绝对不会死掉的，而且是这10年之内呢，我是100%要不会死掉。我们有这种直恒常的心理，并不是说我们讲哦，今天不会死掉了，明天不会死掉了。其实我们心里面呢，你仔细去看，仔细去分析的话，你深入去挖掘的话，深入去思维的话，我们通常想，哎呀，我应该活到80岁、90岁哈。我应该会长命百岁的，不只是今天不会死，明天不会死，应该是甚至是10年后我也不会死，20年后我也不会死，我80、90岁了，可能呢，或者更老，对吗？我们内心深处都有这种执恒常的心理，执着也这样，因为这样的执念呢，所以呢，我们的修行呢，或者是说，我们根本没有好的修行或真正的修行。
So here, when mindfulness of that is, the point is, you know, we should have developed this mind, you know, I may die tomorrow, you know, this kind of thought, we need to develop that, you know, not like 100%, not I'm going to die. So that is useless, you know. we have this belief. But because of that, nothing happened, nothing changed. Our life remains same thing, you know. But now here, so we need to develop this. I may die tomorrow. So this kind of thought needs to develop, you know, through the meditation.
所以呢，我们应该时常去串习这个念死无常的正念，哦，让念死无常这个正念呢，能够在我们的心相续里面升起。就先相信，哦，我明天呢会死。我们能够呢很自然的，哦，我们去串习，很自然地去升起来，哦。通常我们的持恒常的心念呢，太强了，太顽固了。哦，我们根深蒂固的相信呢，哦，我们一定会活到很久很久的。因为这样的执常的那种心念呢，那种执念呢，所以呢，我们的生活，我们的修行呢，根本呢没有对我们没有任何的影响。啊，我们只是将嘴巴这样念念，啊，可能转转经，或者这样的，这没有根本对我们没有根本的影响，所以我们需要这样的不断的去思维啊，不断的去分析哦，不断的去串习哦，直到这个念死无常的正念呢，能够自然而然的哈，在我们的心相续里面，这么心念里面呢升起，所以这是我们需要去修的。
So for that reason, so there's the meditate, how to meditate on the dead and impermanent. So there's the what called the nine reason meditation on dead and impermanent. Yeah.
所以呢，为了要对治这个执念啊，这个持常执恒的念头，所以呢，我们必须要念死无常。所以念死无常呢，就有如果根据菩提道次第的修法，就有九种原因，我们叫做九因相。
So what call I don't know the three roots and the nine.The reason and the what call the three decision, yeah.
所以，如果你去翻去看菩提道次第的书的话，他就会在念死无常呢。这个传统的修法就有所谓的三根本、九因相，还有三决定。
So like that, so the three roots, you know, the, what do you call it? The first one, death is certain, yeah. Then second one, time of the death is uncertain. Third one, time of the death, nothing held except the Dharma.
三根本呢指的是什么呢？第一，必死，我们必死。第二，死期无定，第三，死亡的时候呢，没有什么帮助你，除了佛法对你的死亡有注意。
So then, so the death is certain, so there are three reasons to meditate. You know, so first one, death will definitely come, and nothing can prevent or avoid the death.
所以呢，第一个呢，我们讲必死，就说呢，我们呢肯定会死掉，而且呢是没有什么力量或什么东西呢能够阻止死亡发生的。
So then, the second reason, so our life cannot be extended, then constantly diminishing, yeah.
我们生命呢是没有办法增加的，它其实是时时刻刻在减少的。
Then third one, even while we are alive, you know, so There's not much time, just little time for the practice Dharma, you know.
就算我们在 生存的时候呢，我们也没有时间去修习佛法。
So anyway, so here's the first one. So the first reason, you know, that will definitely come, you know.Nothing can avoid the first reason, you know. So,
所以呢，这是第一个原因，第一个根本，必死。
So that when you think about, you know, what kind of body we have take, whatever, what kind of body we take doesn't matter, you know, whether human beings or we take.God realm, or you know, so even like animal realm, whatever human beings, any kind of body you take, you know, does have to die, you know. So I just have to die, you know.
必死呢？为什么讲必死呢？无论我们。所得到的身体呢，是哪一个六道的身体呢？其实呢都没有关系。比如说，我们得到的是人的身体了，或者是天人的身体了，或者是畜生的身体了。不管你得到任何身体呢，其实呢，你有一天呢都要舍弃这个身体，你有一天呢都会死去。
So the idea is that no.Cannot avoid the death. Even a such a strong body like metal, you know, I don't know what you call that. Even you have a strong body like metal, a stone, or that kind of body, you still you have to die. Not, cannot avoid.
所以呢，死是没有办法避免的。如果就算你的身体呢是非常健康有力的，你的身体是铜身铁体的话呢，你也是有一天呢会死掉的。
So like that, then what kind of country you live? Also that you cannot avoid the death, you know. Whether you live in Europe, or you live in America, or you live in Asia, or you live in the ocean, or you live in the mountain, you know.What kind of place, you know, nothing can avoid death, and definitely we, you know, death will come, not death.
而且呢，不管你是住在什么地方，你也逃不过死神的魔掌。为什么呢？无论你是生活在欧洲啊，或者你是出生在美国啊，或者在亚洲啊，或者你住在山上啊，逃到山上去啊，或者你住在城市呢，死神呢都必将到来，这是没有办法避免的。
So then, you know, and also there's no, you know, if you are born in winter time, then you won't die. If born in summer time.You won't die. If you're born in autumn, oh, you won't die. There's not such a thing, you know. Anytime, or you're born, doesn't matter. So, nothing can prevent, you know. Time cannot prevent.
而且呢，不管是什么时候，死神都会可以到来。他不需要跟你预约的，好，你就算是你出生在春天啊，或出生在夏天啊，或者出生在秋天啊，或者出生在冬天啊，其实你任何一个时候你出生，你任何时候呢，也都可以死亡。所以呢，死是没有时间限制的。
So also mentioned like that, even how fast you can run.How fast you can run, you cannot escape from the death. You know, how powerful you are, you cannot escape from the death. Then how much wealth you have, you cannot run away from the death. Then how much powerful mantra you recite, how powerful substance you have. You cannot run away from the death. Also same, how powerful medicine you eat. You cannot avoid the death. You know, it's definitely death will come to us. You know, so that.
死神必至，死必至，怎么讲呢？你还可以去进一步去思维，不管你跑得多快哦，像死亡发生了，你很会跑，你跑得多快，可是你也跑不过死神。不管你跑得多远，逃得多远，哦，你也是逃不过死神。不管你在生前呢是多么的有权力啊，你也不可以叫死神不要来。不管你的权势多大，你也阻止不了他。不管你的财富有多大，你也不可以用财富来贿赂他，他也是照样到来。不管你念了很多很强而有力的咒语啊，啪啪啪啪啪，哦，他也是照来的。啊，不管你吃了很多很有效的药物，你说哇，吃这个药啊，这个人生的什么？对不起啊，时间到了你还是会走的，所以呢你这些呢都逃不过死神的魔掌。You say you can't bring anything with you, death. You can't bring anything. That's what auntie say.Only your karma follows you.
You can bring your mind together. Your mind together.
You can bring your mind together.
Don't, when you go, don't leave your mind behind. Check together.
So you 走的时候不要把你的心哦留下来，要把你心一起带走。Which mind? Powerful mantra.
So death is certain. You know, we have to understand. You know, like in different way. You know, so you know, so have this.Meditation, I will die. You know, that you cannot escape from the death. No.
所以在这里呢，我们可以看到，我们其实是用不同的角度去思维、去分析了。分析什么呢？就是死是必定到来的，它有一天，不管什么时候呢，都一定会到来的。而且死期到的时候呢，你怎么做都逃不了。
Okay, so I teach that. So I think, yeah. So I will talk the next time. So anyway, next class I will complete that 9 thing. Okay, so we just finished one. So.Next 8 will complete the next classes. Then we'll move on to the karma. What call?
Karma. Karma.
After the death, anyway.
The death is karma.
Yeah, so this life is impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and the death comes. So these two lines. So next class will complete these two lines. Yeah, so.
所以呢，今天我们大概就是讲到这里。这样，下一堂课呢，我们再继续讲这个，把这个九因相全部讲完哦，三根本、九因相、三个决定，所以就三九三，我们会把它讲完。这样呢，下一堂课我们就可以继续讲业果的道理，也就是第三个寄送的。生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果。所以下堂课我们去讲这个。下堂课不是下个星期，下个星期是生日庆祝会。
啊，
下个星期没有课，后个星期才有课。下星期你们记得是傍晚来是吗？傍晚6点。 到时候有我们这里有人要唱歌，你们可以加入他们，他们等一下过后会上去上面唱歌。然后下个星期天6点，傍晚6点，我们在这里，然后有庆祝生日，然后过后就吃晚餐。可是晚餐呢，已经全部名额满了，不过还是可以来看这个表演的。Next week, no lesson. Yeah. But 6 o'clock, they ask them to come at 6.
Okay, so like that. So, yeah. Okay, I think that's all today. So, any question? Question, ask one.
今天讲到这里，大家有什么问题？有问题的可以问一个问题。谁有问题可以问？有没有问题？什么问题都可以问。Mr. Low 有没有问题？Andy 还有没有问题？耶、，Andy 有问题，有问题的 Andy。
那个无明哦，我一直不了解，它是有四种无明哎，原来有四种无明哦，是什么啊？
安迪，我也不会的。
凡
有四种无明
啊。四种无明哎，有四种无明。
哦哦哦，所以你要问仁波切是哪四种无明了？
啊，说不懂，有四种无明哎。
你 OK？
在书本里面看到，他说有四种无明，他没有解释。
哇，王弟，你看的书好多、啊。KMJ, Auntie is asking,、she read from the book, there are four types of ignorance. So,、the books didn't explain what are the four types of ignorance. So she is going to ask you, what are the four types of ignorance?你是看哪一本书
？I don't know。
我家里很多那书本，我都。
你家里哪一本书名是什么？
我就有些是菩提道次第款论，有些菩提道次第，有些是掌中解脱，有些是什么？我要翻翻看，哎，为什么有四种无明呢？
你这个四种无明是哪一本？哪本里面看到？
掌中解脱里面。
掌中解脱哈。four types of ignorance from liberation in the palm of the hand.
Yeah, such a thing there. I don't remember.
Huh?
第一天、第二天，总共有二十多天，哪一天的？
没有注意看，十多天。
因为帕蓬卡仁波切讲了二十多天。
Next time you bring the text. Next time you bring the text.
你可以在下一堂课拿你看到的那本书过来吗？这样我们帮你看。你的是华文的哈？
华文的。
Okay.
Thank you.
If you're poor, then next time you bring.
Thank you, Rinpoche.
所以我们下一堂课你带来我，让Rinpoche再跟你分析。可以。
She's the only one who asking question. That's never ask question.
人们就问为什么只有他一个人问问题？你们为什么不问问题呢？你们没有问题吗？
She's representing everyone. Yeah.
他是你们的代表，他代表你们发问。
Okay, we stop here today. Good dedication.
OK， 现在我们就来做回向。回向应该是这本比较厚一点的32面， We'll now do dedication. The English dedication prayers can be found on page 31. Okay, 华文的是32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等上根皆回向。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。明天，哎，不是，下个星期天不是下午，下午一点半没有课，后个星期天才有课。下个星期天是傍晚六点，哦，在这里。No, no class.